And now the game where we like to ask famous people about obscure things. That's right, it's time for Not My Job. Robert Wagner became a star in the 1950s, one of the last great successes of the studio's star-making machine. His 50-year-long career ranges from the title role in Prince Valiant to the Austin Powers movies. And of course, he married above himself, his wife Jill St. John. He's a legendary actress, dare we say, sex symbol in her own right. They are among the many glitterati you can see sparkling on the slopes of Aspen late at night. And we are delighted to welcome into our show Robert Wagner, Jill St. John. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
I always like to check my research first thing. So, is it true we actually read that you got your start in Hollywood, Robert, by being caddy to Clark Gable?
Yes, that's true, Peter.
Really? How did you wangle that job?
I was at a club where Clark Gable played golf, and I waited for him with his bag on my back and with the hopes of caddying for him for the afternoon.
And it worked out.
It did work out, and he was wonderful. He took me to MGM and talked to the people over there about my possibility of becoming an actor, and it was a great moment for me. He was a wonderful mentor, believe me.
All right. Now your most recent roles that I'm aware of, anyway, were, of course, as number two in the Austin Powers movies.
Yes.
And that must be fun for you, because I'm sure there's a whole new audience, you know.
Yes, there is a whole new audience, and one of the things that I feel so grateful for is I've worked so hard in all my life to become number two.
Yeah, you are. Now, Jill, you also got your start very early in performing, I know. You were on stage very early?
Oh, yeah. I started when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I've worked in all phases, radio, television, stage. But when I was a kid of about 16, I was put under contract to 20th Century Fox, and the big star on the lot was somebody called Robert Wagner.
Oh, my gosh.
So I have known him since I was 16 years old.
That's kind of crazy.
Guess what I was thinking about.
I can only imagine. Isn't it wonderful how life works out for people? Of course, for a lot of people, you are a Bond girl from Diamonds Are Forever.
I'm always going to be a Bond girl.
I know. Well, is that? I wanted to know. I mean, that's such a prominent role for an actress. Certainly back then when Sean Connery was still in the role. Is that a blessing or a burden, ultimately?
I think it's a blessing, because you can't take it seriously. These were characters. These women were larger than life. Nobody is expected to live up to it. And I was really proud that they asked me to portray one. And I had a lot of fun, and I did the last one that Sean Connery made.
So yeah. You didn't have to caddy for Sean Connery to get that part?
Well, we won't go into that.
Okay. Or we might.
Yeah. Let's define caddy.
Amy, I wish you hadn't have brought that up.
Yeah. Because I got to say, I'm sorry, both of you, of course, were known because you, of course, were famous actors known for your personal lives. You, Jill, of course, famously, you can correct me if I'm wrong, please do, was once your name was linked, as they say, with Henry Kissinger.
Yes, it was.
It was.
And I'm very proud of that.
Are you real? I mean, is the private Henry Kissinger different from the public Henry Kissinger? For example, does he drop the accent in private? Because I think he just talks that way to sound smart, you know.
He's terribly funny. He's one of the funniest people I've ever met.
Really? Because the fact that you were seen in public with that man probably steered more men into fields of international diplomacy than any. If he could be walking around with Jill St. John, then I am going to get my doctorate. You know?
Well, how else were we going to get out of Vietnam?
Wait, was that your idea?
Yeah, thank you.
Was that your idea? You did that?
Let's just say I tried.
You're like, Henry, you want to see me on Saturday night? Let's get those peace talks going, all right?
I can't say no to you.
I've got some people in Washington I'd like you to call up right now. As we've established, you guys, long-term Hollywood royalty, and yet you're also something like 17 years and counting, a very successful Hollywood marriage.
Yes.
Wow.
So I wanted to ask you, we keep seeing in the tabloids these Hollywood marriages falling apart, disasters, explosions, craters everywhere. Do you have any advice for these young kids who are trying to do what you guys have succeeded at?
One thing I've learned is never give advice to anyone.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah, great.
That's good advice.
Yeah. Good.
Do you think, actually, I wonder about this. You guys are, to a certain extent, very similar in that you've both been in show business almost your entire lives, since before you turned 18, I think, in both your cases. So is it true that one of the reasons that you guys succeed together is that you're able to understand each other's life in a way that maybe somebody who wasn't so intimately involved in the business could?
I think you're right. There's a shorthand there. We know what's going on. We know what it takes. We know not to take love scenes seriously.
Yes, that's important.
There's no jealousy, except who gets better billing.
Yes, exactly.
And I do everything that Jill says.
Morgan advice.
Yeah, I think so. Well, Jill St. John and Robert Wagner, we have asked you here to play a game that we're calling...
You are the armpit of America.
Seeing as we are here in Aspen, the center diamond in America's tiara, if you will, we figure what better topic to ask you about than a town with a very different reputation. 5 years ago, the Washington Post bestowed the title of Armpit of America on Battle Mountain, Nevada, a small town in the northern part of that state. So answer 2 out of 3 questions about Battle Mountain, and you will win our prize from one of our listeners, Carl's Voice, and their home answering machine. Carl, who are stars Robert Wagner and Jill St. John playing for?
Well, Jill and Robert are playing for Betsy Bichant of Carbondale, Colorado.
All right. Oh. Now, I will say that since you are here as a couple, you are welcome to... converse amongst yourselves, negotiate, talk, settle this in the healthy way that all married couples do as we proceed. So feel free. Ready to go? Here's a
question. We'll try.
First question. Now, Battle Mountain, Nevada has a deep, dark secret about its founding. What is it? A, it's named after a battle between settlers and Indians that never really happened. B, the mountain of the town's name, actually a huge pile of mining waste. Or C, it was created out of whole cloth in 1956 entirely as a tax shelter for an oil company.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Really? You're saying to me you know from tax shelters. Is that what you're saying?
No.
If only.
Yeah. So your choice is C, the tax shelter.
Yes, please.
No, I'm afraid it was A. The town is supposedly named for a battle between a Captain Pearson leading 23 settlers against hostile Indians. Subsequent research has revealed there was no Captain Pearson, no settlers, and no Indians.
No one was more upset than Mrs. Pearson.
Let me tell you. All right, you still have 2 more chances here, so not too
All right, don't be upset, Betsy. We'll get with
all
you
right,
in a second.
All right, now, you know you've arrived in Battle Mountain when you see what famous landmark? A, the world's largest EPA Superfund toxic waste dump. B, the nation's second tallest dedicated cell phone tower. Or C, the letters BM written in huge letters on a nearby hill.
Maybe my experience as being number 2, I might be able to get this. Right, baby.
Yeah.
BM sounds about right.
I think BM is... I would take BM, wouldn't you?
We may have to.
I think so. So that's your choice, number 3. You are correct.
Wow.
I told you, Betsy. Just
hang
on. Hang
in there. BM stands, of course, for Battle Mountain. Now, the town, of course, was surprised to be dragged from obscurity and named the Armpit of America by Gene Weingarten of the Washington Post. So, how did they react to this? A, they sued the Post for defamation, and after 3 years of litigation, won their suit in damages of $10. B, they convinced the Gillette Company to film a ladies' razor commercial there. Or C, they decided to hold an annual armpit festival.
What do you think, Jill, number 1?
I think it's number 1, but if they had a sense of humor, they'd hold an armpit festival.
Does Battle Mountain, Nevada have a sense of humor? That's the question. People here in the audience think yes.
Should we go for number 2 or number 1?
Number 1.
They're going to... You guys are going to... The audience... I think the audience is... as you may or may not be able to hear, the audience is in consensus that you should choose number three.
Well, then let's go with the audience. What do you think?
We'll go with the audience.
You're going to go with the audience. Because you might see these guys in the slopes and maintain
That's
good
right.
relations.
Well,
all right. So your choice is number three. They decided to hold an annual armpit festival. Well,
sure.
You're right. The armpit festival
Thank you.
Is held in a pit mine, of course.
Oh, no.
It gets better. The Armpit Festival of Battle Mountain is sponsored by Old Spice Deodorant.
Nice.
Activities include the most talented armpit contest. Carl, how did our guests do?
Well, Peter, they continue to be a couple of my favorites. Anyhow, they had two correct answers. So Robert and Jill won for Betsy Bichotte.
Well done.
Good, Betsy.
I think with this achievement, between the two of you, you have now done everything there has ever been to do on this planet. Robert Wagner and Jill St. John are legendary actors and proud Aspenites. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you
very much,
it's been
Peter.
A lot of fun.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.